And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 22nd of June, 2015. It was on this day, 1944, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed into law the GI Bill of Rights, the Servicemen's Readjustment Act. Economists were predicting a post-war depression. They didn't like the idea of 9 million unemployed veterans wandering the country, and so the GI Bill guaranteed unemployment benefits for a year and also threw in the idea that veterans could get money to go to college, although even the supporters of the bill didn't think that many would really want to go. But about 1 million veterans applied for the money. They crowded the campuses. Professors at the time said the veterans were the most serious students they had ever seen. Before World War II, only 53,000 Americans held college degrees. By 1950, there were 500,000. It's the birthday of the novelist Eric Maria Remarque, whose novel All Quiet on the Western Front came out in 1929. He'd been drafted into the Army at the age of 18, suffered severe injuries fighting on the Western Front. The book was banned by the Nazi regime in Germany. Remarque came to this country and wrote 9 more novels. It's the birthday of Billy Wilder, born in Austria, 1906, came to this country in the 1930s, got a job writing scripts for Fox, worked his way up the ladder, ended up producing and directing some great movies, Double Indemnity, Seven-Year Itch, Some Like It Hot, and The Apartment. Billy Wilder, who said, "An actor entering through the door, you've got nothing, but if he enters through the window, you've got a situation." And it's the birthday of Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, born in Oklahoma City, 1949. Her mother worked at Sears. Her dad was a janitor. She graduated high school at 16, got a scholarship to George Washington University, married a NASA engineer, enrolled in law school at Rutgers, got interested in bankruptcy law, and became the advisor for the National Bankruptcy Review Commission, from which she developed the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Here's a poem for today by Diane Lockwood entitled Linguini. It was always linguine between us, linguine with white sauce or red sauce, sauce with basil snatched from the garden, oregano rubbed between our palms, a single bay leaf adrift amidst plum tomatoes. Linguine with meatballs, sausage, a side of bracioli. Like lovers trying positions, we enjoyed it every way we could. Artichokes, mushrooms, little neck clams, mussels and calamari. Linguine twining and braiding us each to each. Linguine knew of the kisses, the smooches, the molte baci. It was never spaghetti between us, not capellini, not farfalla, vermicelli, pappardelle, fettuccine, percitelli, or even tagliarini. Linguine, we stabbed, pitched, and twirled on forks, spun round and round on silver spoons, long, smooth, and always al dente. In dark trattorias, we broke crusty panera, toasted each other, la dolce vita, and sipped amarone, wrapped ourselves in linguine, briskly boiled, lightly oiled, salted and lavished with sauce. Bellissimo paradiso, belle gente. Linguine witnessed our slurping, pulling and sucking, our unraveling and raveling, chins glistening, napkins tucked like bibs and collars. Linguine stuck to lips, hips and bellies, cheeks flecked with formaggio, parmesan, romano, and shaved pecorino. Strands of linguine flung around our necks like 2 fine silk scarves. A poem by Diane Lockwood, Linguini, from her collection What Feeds Us, published by Wind Publications, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.